Shalom Aleichem Rabbotai, Mishnah Yomi is continuing. We are starting the second chapter in Shkolim. Mitzarfin Shkolim Ledarkonot Mipnei Masui Aderech. We can join up our half-shekel coins into more valuable coins called Darkonot because of the load on the trip. Now, the Darkon was a golden coin that was worth 4 shekels. So you can understand it would be much easier instead of sending 1,000 shekels, which would be quite heavy, you send 250 darkonot, which are much smaller actually because they are a gold coin instead of a silver coin. I don't know what the exchange rates were back then, but right now it's about $25 for an ounce of silver and almost $2,000 for an ounce of gold. So a gold coin worth 4 shekels could be quite a bit smaller than a single shekel. The Mishnah continues, Kishayim Shahayu Shofar B'Mikdash. Just like they had shofars to collect the money in the Mikdash, kachayu shofaru b'medina. So too they had them outside the temple. Now the reason was, people who are tamei can't come into the temple. Now a shofar is good as a musical instrument for Rosh Hashanah and for Elul, but it's also good if you close up one end, it's good for collecting money, like a pushka, it's good for a tzedakah box. Now the Mishnah brings an interesting case. Bnei ha'ir, residents of a city, sheshalhu et shekelehim, they sent their shekels with some sort of agent or messenger or delivery service or someone from the town. V'nignavu, and Nebuch, they were stolen, o sha'avdu, or Nebuch lost. So the question is, do they need to send replacement shekels? So it depends. Im nitruma hatruma. If the temple treasurer has lifted the truma, meaning they've gone in and they've taken shekels out of the office where they keep the shekel, and we're actually going to mention coming up in this chapter, they would do this a few times a year. So if they've scooped out shekels already, then it actually has an effect that all the shekels, even the ones on their way to the temple, are considered property of the temple already, wherever they may be. So in that case, nishbayin legizbarin, the agents, the messengers, they have to make a shvua to the gizbar, to the temple treasurer, that they were not negligent in losing these shekels. If they can make this shvua, they were in fact not negligent, then the town people do not have to send replacement shekels. The shekels already belong to the temple, wherever they may be. Theim lav, if the temple treasurer has not yet scooped out shekels from the office, nishbayin l'bnei ha'ir, they have to make a shvua they were not negligent to the residents of the town. Bnei ha'ir and the residents shoklin tachtem, they have to send replacement shekels. Now, when we say that the messenger or the shomer has to make a shvua, make an oath they were not negligent, this is talking about an unpaid agent, an unpaid shomer. When we get to Bava Metzia, we'll talk about the differences, because there's also a paid watcher. If they had paid someone to bring it up to the temple, then there's a higher standard of care if you're getting paid to watch something or bring something, and they would only be potzer, they'd only be exempt if it was really unavoidable, like onus, like their ship sunk, or armed robbers, something really difficult. And the Rambam actually understands this Mishnah as implying that if the people of the city had sent someone unpaid, had sent the lower standard of agents, then they are liable to send replacement shekels because they should have hired someone, should have rented an armored truck to bring all their shekels. Now the Mishnah concludes, Nimtzu, they found the lost shekels, or the thieves returned the shekels. Now this is an amazing Mishnah. Can you imagine thieves returning the shekels? They broke into the armored car and stole a bunch of loot. Now they're giving it back. These have to be Jewish thieves. This is the Jewish mafia, and they heard that a town lost all their shekels to thieves and they felt bad because they were supposed to go to the temple and they actually returned them. It's a Peletic thing. Only Jewish thieves would do such a thing. Elu ve'elu shkolim. So in this case, both the original shekels and the replacements that the city folk sent, they both have the legal status of shekels, but only for this year. Ein olin lehem l'shana ba. They don't count the second set of shekels as counting for your next year's obligation. They're both sent for this year. Great, let's go into Mishnah base. Hanoten shiklo lechavero. Somebody gives his shekel, his half a shekel, to his buddy who is going to Yerushalayim lishkoliado to pay it for him, to go to the temple and deposit. Ushkolo alyade atzmo. But he used it for his own obligation. Not such a good friend. Im nitrama truma mol. So if they had already scooped out coins, they'd taken the truma salishka, then the second guy, the guy who's depositing the coin on his own behalf illegally, he has done me'ila. Now, me'ila is the sin and the crime of misappropriation of hekdesh. So what happened is if they had already scooped out some of the coins from the office, then all of the coins, wherever they are already property of the temple, even if they're still on the way to the temple. So when Mr. Reuven misuses Shimon's coin as his own, Shimon's coin was technically already temple property, and that's Me'ila. And the Mishnah brings a similar case of Shokel Shuklamot Hektish. He had Hektish set aside. He was saving up money for an Ola, for a carbon, and he used that money to pay his shekel obligation. So again, Im Nitrama Truma, if the treasurer at the temple had scooped out money from the office, as we're going to talk about soon, so then that money already belonged to the temple. However, the Hektish this man set aside to buy an offering also was already hecked as already consecrated. So then the outcome is Vikarva Behema Mal. When they offer up an animal using the funds that this guy has sent in illegally because they weren't his to give, then he's committed the sin of Me'ila, of misappropriating Hektesh money for his own gain. Finally, the Mishnah says, Midbe Meiser Sheni, he had some money that was Meiser Sheni money. Recall in Meiser Sheni, we said if he had a lot of produce to bring to Yerushalayim from his second tithe from Meiser Sheni, he could start to v'hakesef. He could basically redeem it onto money and bring the money to Yerushalayim and buy food there. So if he accidentally used money of Meiser Sheni or Midbe Shvit or Shvit money with sanctity of Shemitah that was traded for Shvita produce, Yocho Kenegdan. So this is a lesser degree of sanctity. What he has to do is eat Shemitah money, you know, take his own chulin money out of his wallet and go buy Meiser Sheni for that much money, for the half a shekel money, or food from Shvit of that amount of money and eat it to replace what he used from that fund illegally. Yisher Kochachem and be well.